In this bulletin, Melbourne's coronavirus restrictions on track to ease later this week. A pod of 70 whales stranded on a sandbar on Tasmania's west coast. And in sport, the NRL to cut 25% of jobs in a business restructure. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Coronavirus restrictions are on track to ease in Melbourne this Sunday after Victoria recorded just 11 new cases. It's the lowest daily increase since June the 16th and brings the state's 14-day average to 34.4. That's well within the average of 30 to 50 new cases a day needed for Melbourne to move to Stage 3 restrictions. Premier Daniel Andrews says while it's tempting to ease the measures early, Victorians need to stay the course.
The notion that a couple of good days, or even 14 good days, even a trend that is absolutely with us, that does not change the advice that not only are case numbers important, the story that sits behind those case numbers is important, and the passage of time, frustratingly, is important also. That's why this Sunday, and indeed all of our dates, has been case numbers or the date, whichever is later.
Two additional deaths have also been recorded in the state, taking its toll to 763. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns her state is entering a high-risk period ahead of the school holidays. It comes as the state records four new cases of COVID-19, three of which are returned travellers and one linked to the Concord Hospital cluster. Ms Berejiklian says she's concerned by increased travel during school holidays and eased border restrictions for people living alongside the Victorian border.
During the school holidays, families understandably will be moving all across New South Wales. And if the virus is circulating in parts of the state, with so much mobility going on, we do worry about what that might mean for other parts of the state.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced COVID-19 restrictions will be removed from tonight across the country, except in Auckland. She says her cabinet has decided to move much of the country to level one alert settings as of midnight. But Auckland, which was the centre of a fresh outbreak last month, will spend another 2 weeks at level two, including social distancing and gathering caps. Ms Ardern says her cabinet will meet again on October the 5th to review Auckland's restrictions.
Some may query the cautious approach we are taking. It's worth noting that the last time we moved to level one, we did so after no cases for 14 days and only two cases in the full month we were at level two. Also, analysis completed for the Ministry of Health suggests that by the end of this month, there is still a 50-50 chance of having eliminated COVID once again.
New Zealand health authorities announced no new cases of COVID-19 on Monday, paving the way for the easing of restrictions. A pod of about 70 whales has become stranded on a sandbar on Tasmania's west coast. Police and wildlife authorities were alerted to the pod believed to be pilot whales at Macquarie Harbour near Strawn this morning. Whale rescue gear is being transported from Hobart and extra crews are also on their way to the site. Quirky Canadian television show Schitt's Creek has swept the top comedy awards at this year's Emmys, which is being held virtually due to the coronavirus pandemic. Stars Eugene Levy, Daniel Levy, Catherine O'Hara and Annie Murphy all won for acting in the show, while Daniel also won for writing and directing, sharing the latter with Andrew Cividino. Host Jimmy Kimmel opened the Emmys with a monologue that appeared to be defiantly delivered in front of a packed, cheering theatre until it was revealed they were clips from past ceremonies. Accepting one of Schitt's Creek's seven awards, Daniel Levy described the show's Emmy's success as completely overwhelming.
Our show, at its core, is about the transformational effects of love and acceptance, and that is something that we need more of now than we've ever needed before. And I just wanted to say, for any of you who have not registered to vote, please do so, and then go out and vote, because that is the only way that we are going to have some love and acceptance out there.
To sport, the NRL will cut 25% of staff in a business restructure designed to save $50 million. It comes after the executive team was reduced 11 to 8, with employees to be consulted over the latest changes over the coming weeks. The simplified system will see staff split into seven areas, down from 10: competitions, partnerships, fan experience, finance, technology and operations, risk, integrity and performance, brand, media and communications, and participation in community. The job cuts are expected to be finalised by Friday. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two clearing, 21. Adelaide, a shower or two with wind easing, 18. Melbourne, showers also 18. Hobart, much the same in 18 degrees. Canberra, windy and partly cloudy, 18 as well. Wollongong, sunny, 25. Sydney, a possible early shower, 27. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31. Cairns, much the same, also 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.